T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of Ares 1X.
Family and fiends of Underground Opolis. I'm usually this all explosive, but I'm going to be real serious for a second. Welcome to episode 150, and I'm going to say a great big thank you to all you guys, all my guests, all my listeners, viewers, streamers. I want to thank you. You're the reason I do it. If nobody watched, I would quit. And I've thought about, there have been periods I've thought about, it's like, man, but it just kind of goes up and down. It'll go up, down. I get a bunch of streams and all of them, a few, and then up, and then it catches back up. And so it still inspires me to do this show. Thank you all so much. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. And I hope that the guy that complained about the dick and the mashed potatoes joke, I hope somebody at your Christmas dinner, stuck their dick in your mashed potatoes, blew a big old wad in it, and watched you eat their baby gravy. And that's the last time I'll make that joke, because I've made it every week since somebody took the time out of their day to bitch at me. Don't like the show? Guess what? Don't watch. Don't listen. Yeah, it's a bad taste joke, but oh well. I'm a bad taste guy. But seriously, thank you for 150 episodes, and I'm going to bring my next guest on. I'm really excited. I'm always excited to talk to bands, every single one. All right. Sorry about the crude joke there, guy.
We loved it, Rob. It was great.
Tell us who you are and where you're from. Of course, you just saw the logo, which is badass, by the way.
Thank you. So we are Pink Masquerade. We are from the Akron, Ohio area. I live in Norton, and so does he. Tom, you want to
tell me? Yeah, my name's Tom. I'm the drummer for Pink Masquerade. I am from the Akron area.
Max? Wake up. Oh, we got no audio.
Oh,
uh-oh. There we go.
Nope, audio.
We lost your audio, Max.
How about
there,
now?
There we go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, I'm Max. I'm the bass player, and I'm also from the Akron area.
And you're the new guy.
I am the new guy, yes.
Yeah. We are very excited to have him aboard.
Thank you.
And thank you for having us on the show today, Rob.
Yeah, it's awesome. A special occasion show at that.
yeah, definitely.
I'll just make one more remark. Tom is wearing a NASA hoodie. When I saw that, I went and got my NASA hat. And then I realized that I did the rocket launch at the beginning, which I haven't done in over a year. I just said, you know what? I'm going to bring that back. I just said, yeah. I started it last night. It was totally not planned. It really was. None of that was planned.
Nice.
So what do you all want to tell me about? You got a new EP out?
We
or
do.
Coming? Is it out or is it coming out?
It's out. It's out already. It's out already. It is a 6-track EP that I had wrote the songs a few years ago. And I started out as a solo artist and wanted to take it as a full band. So we found Tom, we found Max most recently. My boyfriend Darian here is the guitarist for Pink Masquerade.
I do a lot of the production.
In the production, a lot of the helping write the parts and things like that. And so we decided to do all the songs over as a live band, and we dropped those, and now we're going to be working on some all original things, kind of leaving my solo project in the past and moving forward with all of us writing together and creating new content that way.
Totally understand that. Totally. Oh, right. And you, Darian, I almost didn't know. I didn't know how to say that till Max and I was talking before you were the show.
Yep.
I was like, I'm not going to say this guy's name.
Okay. No.
Is the Buzzbin still a thing?
Buzzbin? Yeah.
Yeah. Is
it? I bartended at Buzzbin for like 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
You what now?
I bartended at Buzzbin for like 4 weeks in Canton.
Yeah. Well, I knew Canton wasn't there anymore. The Buzzman wasn't in Canton.
Got live music. It's still like not super expensive to get in the door, no matter who it is. Still a pretty good place to hang out. Still, drinks are still cheap. Stage still sounds good.
I'm going to be looking into that just on a personal level.
I played there a couple times at the new Buzzman. The last show that we played there, we opened up for a touring band called Vices Inc., who were really awesome.
Yeah, they were cool.
We loved them a lot. And they were from Maine, which was really sweet. And they saw our live or something we were doing on Instagram and reached out to us and like, hey, we want you to open for us. And as you guys are another female fronted pop punk band, we'd love for you to open for us on our tour. So we did that. They actually just ordered some things from us, from our merch, and we shipped it out to them, and they're coming back in April, and we're hoping to go on a mini tour with them. So it's going to be pretty, pretty dope.
We're awesome. Excited. And guess who next week's guest is going to be? Not to spoil anything, but
who?
Vices Inc.
No way.
Awesome. I also told Vices Inc. about detention, and they have been talking to detention a lot as well.
Detention, I'll write that down.
Yeah, they're a great band. You should definitely interview them too. They are fantastic.
I do a band poaching segment on this show, so I'm probably gonna steal your video that you took of them.
Hey, it's out there.
Who made that badass artwork?
So
artificial intelligence.
Yes. So for this
but it's still
logo,
badass.
Yep. For this logo, I did it completely through AI. And then we had a local artist put our band name onto it and all of that. And then he printed the shirts. The logo that we had before that with the zombie, we actually had a local artist that drew that up for us. So that was pretty sweet, too.
Tell me all about Sad Girl.
So Sad Girl, the idea behind it is just like, you know, I grew up being one of those emo chicks, you know, black lipstick, all that. But, you know, it's just like hiding your feelings on the inside and you can't really let them out. So sometimes you may seem like you're the sad person all the time. It's just the Sad Girl EP is mostly about all the situations and issues that you could have in your life.
Is there a most personal song to everyone?
What do you think, Tom? What's your most personal song from the EP?
Mine is Falling Apart Again.
I do like that.
Granted, it's not like the most like upbeat, But I mean, as Ashley was mentioning, you know, I was greatly inspired growing up when I was in high school with like the emo pop punk scene, like things like, you know, Hawthorne Heights, bands like that. Being very connected to the words and the lyrics with Falling Apart Again, it really deals with the depression and finding ways to cope with that kind of stuff. And with the energy of the song, it really hits home. It's a powerful song. We get really great responses from the crowd when we play that song, especially towards the end of the song. It really builds up to this great climax of the song. It's still one of my favorite songs.
I will agree on that as well. Falling Apart is a really deep personal song for me. I wrote that after I found out, was diagnosed with depression. So I wrote that to kind of help and, you know, kind of help people that are going through that same thing. Max, what is your, even though you're newer to our band, what is your song that touches you the most?
I don't think my answer is going to be as good as Tom's, but I would say right now it would probably be Hard to Handle just because I really enjoy playing that one. So it's a lot of fun and I think it's a great song and I'm looking forward to playing it live.
Well, I like that song too. In fact, the videos you sent me in Messenger, I almost used that little acoustic version, but I wanted a whole band clip. But I really liked Hard to Handle. And I liked Falling Apart Again because I used it in the intro.
Yeah. And last, there was one.
My favorite song on that EP is, I don't think it's any secret to anybody, I love Don't Wanna Be. And not just because I sing in it. I love the lyrics. It was the song that she started showing me songs she was writing. I'm in several other bands. Like I'm always doing stuff with music. I'm producing. I'm like making beats. Not to sound like pretentious or anything, but like I was kind of like already like in like the music world, and she was showing me. Oh yeah, and I was like, yeah, these songs are pretty good. And then she showed me Don't Wanna Be, and I was like, oh my god, you really have a really 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 good song here. Like you're a really 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 talented lyricist, and the words touched me and they haunted me a little bit. And then when we started this band and we started singing and there was a call and response part, I pretty much just claimed it. And I love the words, every single word in it. And if you haven't heard it, you should definitely listen to it because it's pretty much, it sums us up as a band.
There will just add this in. There will be a link in the description to this album. All your socials. I don't know I didn't even look if you had a full website or anything. Which I will find out before.
we did, but we haven't paid on it for a while. So.
You know, you really don't get a link tree.
Yeah.
Right.
We need to do that.
Just get a link
tree. Yeah, I was looking into that because honestly, we get more response off of our social medias than we do a website anyways. Yeah. But we do have Twitter, YouTube. We have TikTok. We have Instagram and Facebook. So we have just about everything out there, Bandcamp, Spotify. We're on everything.
Yeah, definitely get a little, it's free. Get a link tree. I tell everybody, it's free. Get a link tree. Get it with one of those free Wix sites and you can put it in your link tree. We got a website. and those Wix sites, actually, a lot of them look good, you know?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
And Tom's first concert was Blink 182.
Yes. So this goes back to, I think like it was like maybe like 2001. So it was Blink 182 in Green Bay. And this was before I started playing drums. I was always fascinated with the drums. I always enjoyed, you know, Travis Barker, Trey Cole. And so I was in the pit over in Blossom for the Blink 182 Green Day concert. And it was my very first concert. I remember spending the entire time just watching Travis Barker and watching Trey Cole beat on the drums and seeing the joy and the passion in their face and having a complete blast on stage. That they single-handedly inspired me to pick up the drumsticks. So ever since then, I've been playing drums. So that was my very first concert. It was amazing. And it's awesome to see you know, Blink-182 with Tom DeLonge joining the band again. It's great to see that they're both jamming. They're still touring. They're still bringing out new music today.
Max, what about you? What's your kink there?
You know, I guess I started playing cello, and that's why I decided to go with bass, actually, because they're both bass clef instruments. And I think over time it became kind of a sunk cost fallacy. Well, I've already played bass this long, I don't want to switch instruments. So I just kept going with bass, and it's just, I really enjoy it. It's just like something that suits me. And there's definitely obviously a lot of big influences that I've had over the years, you know, Geddy Lee of Rush, and of course, like the bassists of Metallica, all that stuff have been like huge, huge, huge with me since I was, you know, like 13, just getting started. So.
All right. I tell you, playing bass is probably more beneficial to me than any other thing I've done.
Yeah,
or music. It seems really like I always was able to find that. I'm not gonna say work because I really don't make much money doing it. But I get fill-in gig calls all the time with the local cover bands.
Like, yeah,
it's like most time I say no because I just don't want to do it. Darian is also a chef. But on top of all of his other bands.
Yeah, it's just my day job. I work at a catering company in Cuyahoga Falls, yeah.
Do you? Cuyahoga? Yeah. That's how you say that, Cuyahoga.
Yep.
What's the Jinx building? Is that what that place is called that's been holding shows? Was it called the Jinx building that they've been holding shows there or something?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think I've ever even played a show in Cuyahoga Falls. Surrounding areas.
I think it's a canoe shop, but they put on shows.
What? That's crazy.
That's right. I'm pretty sure it is.
Shindigs and DJs, or do they have like?
No, they have bands, man.
Right on.
I think that might be something you just. I
mean, they got to make money somehow, you know.
I think they're a canoe store or a kayak store or something like that. But they also put on little shows.
Rivers there. Yep, I cook a lot of food.
Well. Is there a story behind Hard to Handle? Because that's what made me pick that as my favorite song.
She found a pop beat. Can I tell?
Mm-hmm, go
ahead. She found a pop beat, like a free type beat, you know, on YouTube, you know, free for use or whatever. And she loaded it into a little app called BandLab. And it was like
I use BandLab.
you know, but it had like the same notes as Just Like from The Cure. You heard that? You know, that's, are you familiar with that song? It's basically like a bubblegum pop song that they use the same notes from that. And she wrote to it this little, I don't think I'm on to it. And it was like, it was really good. And it was catchy and it was cute and it was fun. And I started playing around with it on acoustic guitar and jamming it. And that was like one of the first things we did together before we had a full band. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with that one as well.
So that's kind of how I do my writing style. So
free
I just find like a free beat as a template, not as something that I'll actually use, but just as a template to kind of get a melody going of what I want to sing and what my melody for my lyrics is going to be. And then we completely scrap that background instrumental and create, which is usually completely different from what I wrote to. But it's only so that I can find some sort of melody because I can't really make the melodies in my head. I'd rather like sing along to a track of some sort. So pretty soon we are going to just be in a room jamming, bringing all these ideas and just not even having to go back to using, you know, instrumentals online. It's just going to be all four of us in a room jamming it out, writing a whole album. So that's what our goal is now moving forward.
That is all our time we have for now. Thank you for listening to Undergroundopolis. Remember, we do this every Wednesday night, bringing you new and exciting artists every week. Be sure to hit up their websites and social media and stream or download their music. If you like this show, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, any streaming platform, and leave us a review as well. I'm your host, Rob Lyon, signing off.